Proverbs 19:4 says, "Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor." As we stated before, some proverbs simply make statements of fact that we're to consider and ponder, if you will, meditate upon, and then learn from. Wealth maketh many friends. That's not necessarily a good thing, as we discussed in our previous proverb devotional. And the same is true for the rest of our proverb when it says, "But the poor is separated from his neighbor." That's not normally a good thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. We'll talk about in our next devotional. But in some cases, that's the way it is. The fact is, most Christians throughout 2,000 years of Christian history have been lower middle class or poor. Why? Well, the Apostle Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 1:25 through 29, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." We could spend the rest of our time talking about why, with few exceptions that do then prove the rule, that the rich and powerful do not get saved and live for the Lord very often. But Jesus makes it clear in Mark 10:25, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Even today, when you hear about very wealthy people getting saved, they rarely turn out to be Bible-believing Christians. They may be saved, but a lot of them are Laodicean, borderline at least. But the fact is, most Christians became poor or became more poverty-stricken as a result of becoming a Christian. Even when someone of wealth or nobility has gotten saved, he or she is shunned by neighbors. That's why when very wealthy people get saved, they find it hard to become a Bible-believing Christian because of the cost. The wealthy have false friends who surround them, while, as our proverb says, "But the poor is separated from his neighbor." I just happened to be reading this quote from the senior editor of The Federalist named John Daniel Davidson. I don't know much about him. He claims to be a Christian. And he said this, quote, "The primary task of American Christians in the generations to come will therefore be the preservation and propagation of the faith at all costs." Of course, this is if the Lord tarries. I continue the quote, "And the costs will be high. Yes, that will require being prepared to be poorer and more marginalized. But it will also require being prepared to be arrested, imprisoned, and martyred," end quote. And that's why so many Christians end up poor. Sometimes the poor is separated from his neighbor simply because he has nothing his neighbor wants or needs. The poor is of no use to such neighbors. But many times the Christian has become poor as a result of persecution and abuse and is shunned by neighbors who don't find them useful on the one hand, but also find that having a poor Christian neighbor around is bad for their reputations. But that should never be the response of Christians toward others who are less fortunate than ourselves. And we'll talk about this again next time because this proverb gives us a lot to think about. But as we consider our place and potential poverty, as the world grows darker in these last days, as I said, if they're not trying to kill you, you're not doing it right. But also, we must consider our response toward poor neighbors, regardless of our position in society, as we seek to please the Lord in the way that we treat others. We'll talk about that more next time.